I'm so jealous as well, by the way. Just a couple of days ago, I couldn't make it, but Jenny and Stephen caught up with this man.
It's Capital Breakfast, and we are so lucky because we are joined by the legend that is Ewan McGregor. How are you
how
doing,
you?
Ewan? Yeah, we're
I'm good,
great.
How are you?
Really good. Where are you based these days? Are you quite far away from Scotland? Do you get back often?
I come back every year. I live in LA. You know, my kids go up to my mum and dad's every summer for a couple of weeks, so I always come back up there.
What sort of accent do your kids have? Because if they're in LA, they've got a French mum and a Scottish dad. Do they just sound American, or have you managed to get any Scottish influence in there?
My little girl, Jamian, does an amazing Scottish accent to the point once where she was up at my mum and dad's and I called her and this wee Scottish girl answered the phone and I didn't know who it was. It was an amaze. I was like, who is that? It's Jamian. No, who really is it? It's Jamian, Daddy. It's me.
That's an amazing name in a Scottish accent as
I know,
well.
It's funny, yeah.
I hate Jamian, come in for a tea. Actually, do you know what, Ewan? Because you've got four daughters, don't you? I'm 6 months pregnant with my first child.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. I've not told anybody whether it's a boy or a girl. So we've been asking everybody that we get on to have a wee guess whether it's going to be a boy or a girl, and if so, what you reckon the name should be?
I think it's a girl. It should be called Morag.
Yes! That is a brilliant name. In fact, I think you should call him Morag even if it's a boy.
Even if it is a boy. Morag! That's brilliant.
Listen, while you're here, Ewan, we have to talk about Trainspotting 2. How was it 20 years on to be back together with all the people that made the original on set?
That was great. I mean, it was so good to be back with Bobby Carlyle and Ewan Bremner and Johnny Lee Miller, and then look over and see Danny Boyle on the set. You know, I haven't worked with Danny for years.
Yeah, of course.
I really regret all the years we didn't work together, and it was very special for me to be back.
You mentioned all the other cast members there, and obviously you've all been busy doing different things, but have you managed to meet up and catch up over the years?
We've all stayed in touch, yeah, to an extent. I mean, Johnny lives in New York, Bobby Carlyle's been working up in Vancouver in Canada for many years. Ewan Bremner and I worked together on I think this was our fifth movie together. Yeah. We did a war film called Black Hawk Down together, and I always thought we should have done a little outtake where we're hunkered down in the street firing our weapons, and I look over and go, Spud, what are we doing here?
Spud and Renan taking cover. What a thought.
We missed that opportunity at the time because we didn't have many scenes together, but oh, I wished we'd done that.
Well, listen, Ewan, it's been an absolute pleasure catching up with you.
Oh, great, thank you.
Hope you have a brilliant day, and let's hear it, everybody. Ewan McGregor.
Let's indeed hear it for Ewan McGregor. So jealous I wasn't there for that
interview.
Honestly,
he is such a lovely
man. That's Rented. That's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I know. That was something we had talked about as well. Being Obi-Wan Kenobi, what an amazing thing to do.
Brilliant. Great guy as well. Love that chat.